Now entering Nerdist.com.
We are.
Okay.
You know, I feel like we're a family when we record.
Are you? Are we recording?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to Jonah. Ray Dio can't make it because he's doing the shimmy, shimmy, shake. please enjoy this theme song. Our guests are, we have a full house. It's a nice Saturday night party. We got, hey, Mike Henry. We got Dustin Martian. We got the indoor kids hanging out. Here's a theme song from the guys from Andrew Jackson Jihad.
I was looking on Nick for a sweet ass podcast.
Thank you for tuning in on this Saturday night. That's when I prefer that you listen to this. Our producer is here, Cash Hartzell. You were 15 minutes late.
Yep.
Give us an excuse.
17
minutes late?
That's not an excuse. That's just repeating what Neil said.
I don't have an excuse. I had to run home to pick up the recorder.
Sounds like an excuse.
It's not an excuse. Yeah, exactly. Neil Mahoney on the Neil Mahoneys. What do you got? What do you...
I wish I could play something, but everyone else is upset with Cash. So
yeah. Oh, thanks for tearing it. Back.
Give yourself a shots fired. you remember you can't do it that fast.
Oh.
Also, Adam is here as always, my brother in residence. Adam, say something.
Something.
Do you guys do that joke every time?
Most of the time we're not even recording.
Okay.
We also have Mike Henry from earlier guests from like the second or third guest from the Smarties. Now he's writing on the Soup Investigates as well as the Get Downloaded with Shaquille O'Neal.
I was also a guest on Neil Mahoney Audio.
Yes, I don't know what that is.
For
Hey Mike Henry.
Woo!
All right. Also, the proprietor and lead dude in charge of Feral Audio, please everybody welcome Dustin Martian.
Hey everybody.
Hey.
Thank you.
So if you like, you know, all your favorite podcasts, like Camping with Allie in Georgia.
I wish. I mean, it's yet to happen.
They
do record in a teepee, though.
Being a Dick with Chelsea Peretti. Another one. I Have Smarter Friends Than You with Matt Dwyer.
I Have Smarter Friends Than You with James Urbaniak.
And The Kettle One Variety Hour starring Dan Harmon and friends. Bringing it back to the Nerdist Galaxy, our other two guests are a married couple that I happen to see once a week.
Introduce us one at a time like we're people.
Hi, I'm Emily.
No, you do.
Yeah, yeah.
You do it, Jonah.
Sorry, I thought when you went into the sanctity of marriage, you consider yourselves one
unit?
Being. Yeah, but it's okay if you want to separate yourself from your wife. That's fine. All right. Writer, a former therapist, a former goth. We can get into that. She's been on the podcast before. She is a delight. She's a producer of The Meltdown Show, coming soon on Comedy Central. Please, everybody, welcome Ms. Emily Gordon.
Hello.
And
it's Emily Nangiani, actually.
It's Emily Nangiani. Oh, is it?
Actually not.
Okay. And let's get the show started.
Okay, cool. Oh, I don't need an intro. Got it.
Yeah. No, people can tell the shrill sound coming through the speakers.
Shrill? Does that mean good?
No, Kumail, you are we are forced together a comedy team.
A duo.
Forced together.
No, just it's weird because I never thought about ever being in a comedy duo, but I would say that it's like we are one now.
Yeah, once a week. Yeah.
Once a week. No, make that clear.
Yeah.
And we'll be on a TV show.
Yeah.
You'll forever be linked to me. How's that feel?
It feels great. Really on board forever.
Really
forever.
Wow. Feels great. I've never heard his voice crack that much.
No. I just have been...
lying.
There we go. Yeah, I've been lying recently. So weird.
The two of you host your own show on the Nerdist podcast network of stars known as the Indoor Kids, which is much like this one, very popular. Mm-hmm. And it's a niche. It rides a fine line between comedy and something else.
Video games.
Yeah. We don't get taken seriously by either, which is really fun for us.
That's what we're going for.
That is what we're going for. We want the people in between those two.
But yeah, it's a video game podcast for people who aren't like fucking nerds about video games.
Yeah. I feel the same way about this thing. It's like, you know, it's for people who just want to be abused and who like shitty things.
That sounds good. Yeah.
That's not what ours is like, but
that's not?
No.
Do you respect your fans?
We do.
Not for fucking nerds on the Nerdist network.
No, nerds is okay. Fucking nerds.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
nerds.
I also feel like when it's music, you say music snobs. When it's video game, you never say video game snobs.
You don't.
Yeah.
And no. You shouldn't.
You really
should, yeah.
I feel like video game snobs would just play like Civilization a lot.
No, but that's not. Oh, well, that's a computer game. That seems
League of
different.
Legends,
like, what is the thing that like makes it? There's a computer game. There's video games. That's to me, it seems. I mean, I know there's a lot of cross-platform stuff going on now, but.
Yeah, and I've started playing a lot of stuff on PC. Like
Diablo?
I don't
know. And Oregon Trail?
StarCraft?
Yeah, I play Oregon Trail every day.
Yeah, StarCraft?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. Those are nerd ones.
You know, coming from a place that you have like a very cool podcast network.
Please address people by name.
Oh, sorry.
Dustin.
Sorry.
Dustin.
Hey,
Dustin.
Hey, is it Dustin Martin or Dustin Marshall?
It's my name is Dustin Marshall, but my internet handle like years
ago,
when I like didn't want people I was trying to hire me know my Twitter identity, I called it Dustin Martian, and then it haunts me. But everybody thinks it's Martin, but it's
Marshall.
Jonah's
a fraud as well.
Pardon? No, I'm not a fraud.
Rodriguez.
Oh, you legally changed your name?
I didn't legally change it. I just incompleted my name.
Oh,
my name is Jonah Ray Rodriguez. I just forget to finish
it. Oh, you didn't want people to know you're Mexican?
No! You know what it really was? It was when I was signing up for open mics, everyone would say Rodriguez, and then I felt I had to use some of my 3 minutes on stage to explain why I look the way I did.
For a while, Kumail changed his stage name to Kumail Ali. That's truth.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. I did. So I could talk shit about my family and not get in trouble.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, did you float like a cannibal and tag like a shark?
Yep, exactly. But that only lasted a little bit. But that was when I got my headshots. So all my headshots said Kumail Ali for years, even though that was not my name.
Dumb move.
Wow. Mike, Henry, did you ever try to make your name sound
I use my real name when I'm writing on The Family Guy.
That's right. That's the every time I try to like mention to somebody, I was like, my friend Mike Henry, go, oh, yes, Family Guy writer, right? No. The less successful Mike Henry.
What, can you have two different people with the same name in like WGA?
Well, yeah, if you're in the WGA.
I'm not in it yet.
He's been a professional writer for like 5 years.
I was just invited because of the soup.
Congrats, buddy.
Congratulations. The Soup Investigates premieres this
Wednesday.
Busy.
October 2nd.
Busy.
Oh. Unavailable.
Yeah, can't watch it because they didn't hire me. So.
I still have a tape.
You know, going back to that nerd thing, I was looking through.
I have N tape left. Put my show on it for you. Yeah.
I was looking through the new releases that came out this week on the RDO website, and we earlier today, Kumail and Emily and I were having a conversation about like nerd. It's just the nerd thing is kind of done. Like
jumping
people call themselves.
Yeah, you see people on Twitter who call themselves fitness nerds. Like you can't do that.
No. How about you're just fucking.
You're just hot.
Yeah, you're just hot.
Yeah.
I got in a lot of trouble on the Nerdist podcast where I made an observation that I've never seen a really good looking person with autism. I've never
Asperger's. There's some hot people with Asperger's.
That's just a person that's just fucking trying to play the game.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody
got addicted.
They're a real nerd for getting pussy.
But they count the pussy very specifically.
There has to be an odd number of pussy a week. Can't be even.
When it's done, its hair looks amazing.
What do you mean, Cash?
Like they comb it.
Singing it.
There's a thing I found from a guy named Applejacks, but put out an EP called Nerd Power. And this like sounds like just doesn't sound like a thing a nerd would listen to.
So nerdy.
I'm kind of a nerd for Molly.
I'm a sort of a drug nerd. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sort of a.
It gets better.
Awful.
Nerds. I think he's talking about the power, the sugar buzz you get from eating nerds. Nerds, we make
it cool. Dropping out is not an option. Ugh. No hate in school. Jeez.
You can't he's combine like, nerddom in like kind of like street vernacular.
Yeah, you can't be a hard nerd.
Like an attitude like that.
You gotta go to college.
College.
How does it feel being part of the brand that sort of made nerd like so? You know, that led to that eventually. You guys
fucking
are part of
great.
What is happening.
You know how like everyone was like going crazy? It's like, how can you rage against a machine if you're on a major label that's a corporation? That's what I'm doing.
He's never gonna listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need that vodka.
Do it again.
I'm getting in on the inside track. I'm going to have a video directed by Michael Moore. Let's keep.
You know, when I was in high school, I said that Zach De La Rocha was the only guy I would fillet.
Really?
Sucks for me.
Would you fillet his dick or one of his shitty dreads?
I would fillet both.
Yeah.
But I ended up breaking.
Would you ever double team his dreads and the guy from Counting Crows' dreads?
No, fuck that guy. That guy deserves to die.
He's a nice guy.
Adam Duritz? Fuck Adam Duritz. I say it right now.
Yeah, most hot women in the 90s did say fuck Adam Duritz.
He dated everybody.
You were in San Francisco around the same time as Counting Crows, right?
Right after they were.
Did you ever see him around?
Around here?
I didn't see him around. I did hear those dreads are fake, though. Adam Duritz is.
I have heard that.
Oh, I heard he's losing his hair.
Yeah, he has like a dread wig. Yeah, yeah. He had it back then.
You know what? If they played metal, insanity. Though, he would just put on a bandana and then just.
Yeah. It'd be fine. Like Brett Michaels singing.
Yeah. Let's see what else.
I know a girl who had sex with him in the bathroom at a wedding in like mid-2000s.
Mid-2000s?
That's too late. That's way too late.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve that.
P.S. It was a different guy in that band who was getting married.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I might know this story with all the names.
Probably.
Yeah.
Now I just want to hear around here a bunch.
That's a salty banana. Yeah, this is a...
He just said Genius Bar. Name check the Genius Bar. He's Mac specific nerddom. GTFO.
Can you guys explain what makes a nerd? Because Spencer from Harmontown, the Dungeon Master,
That's a nerd.
Spent like 30, because I was trying to say that, like, I'm nerdy, like, but he debunked every single thing that I thought was nerdy about myself. Like, I grew up playing, like, Final Fantasy VII in video games and staying indoors, and, like, I was nerdy about all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
He debunked every single one of my things. So, the use of the word nerd just being enthusiastic or extensively into something, because I was always nerdy about like music and comedy.
Right. That's not being a nerd about nerd. Music.
Yeah.
And
that was the point where like that word got the definition got too broad, because it used to be like a person who was basically someone with Asperger's.
Yeah, it like, became positive.
It was a lack of like kind of social cueing and a fascination with a certain subject.
An obsession with it, like a very passionate,
not
obsession.
Entirely positive obsession with it. Yeah. But now the word is changed. What it means has changed.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like a fan or like an aficionado.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot like when we do live nerd shows, we'll do a Q&A. You know, at the end, like a quement section, and wherein people will go.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
That's what they call it. Like quements.
Quements.
It's a question or a comment.
Word.
Yeah, yeah. That's what. That's the guy.
Yeah, yeah. You get it.
Just like Scientology has their own.
Yeah,
terms.
You guys came up with.
You guys were. Speaking of Scientology,
you know who else did that?
By now.
The Nazis made up words too.
Yes. Yeah. Jesus
Christ. Famous Slayer, they made the Jews wear.
they weren't allowed to ask Clements.
So I was really nerdy about World War II, and I really identified as a Nazi. And Spencer.
That just means you're 90. That's all.
But I used to say that when I was younger, I would say, no, I'm not a nerd. I'm geeky. And yeah. I was geeky. I have no chin. I had braces. I was into comedy and music. Like, I just watched Mystery Science Theater all day.
Hell yeah.
I was geeky as fuck. And then, but he spent like 30 minutes saying, like, no, you're not.
Here's the thing. It's like, you know, people would always ask, it's like, you know, well, when did you know you were like a nerd or you, and I always respond the same way, which is like, I never really considered myself a nerd. I know I wasn't like popular or.
I don't think other people consider you a nerd either.
But like at the time, like, you know, when I was growing up, I was like a fat kid with dumb glasses. And the thing is, like, I was like, I thought the stuff I liked.
When you were.
So much has changed.
Fucking dicks.
Super shorthand insult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait,
but,
what? And then, oh, fuck you.
But like, I thought the stuff I was into was cool. Like, I thought the music I was into was cool. I thought Mystery Science Theater was fucking really cool. Like, and like, I never was like, it's like, oh, I'm such a nerd. I like this stuff. I was like, I fucking love this stuff. And I would talk about it in school. And if people didn't like it, I thought they were losers because they didn't like it.
That's a better attitude.
So you weren't a nerd. You were just. Delusion.
Yeah. But I think, but nerd has to do with the subject too. So I think you can be nerdy about Mystery Science Theater, but maybe not about music and not about fantasy football.
Yeah. You know what I just realized? I don't know.
I think fantasy football, you could be a nerd.
Yeah, I think. I guess
you can, but not football.
Not yet. Like, yeah, you know, football weirdo. Itself.
Would
yeah,
you,
maybe football.
Would you
like
say,
when somebody says, I'm a music nerd, to me, a lot of the time it means it's like, oh, you can name the year every single one of your favorite band's albums came out.
Yeah.
You can name the track listing and the fact that bluesy Huey Lewis played harmonica on 1, 3, and 5. Like, that's a music nerd
what
to me.
What band are you talking about?
Thin Lizzy.
Okay. Thank you.
Bluesy,
it's one of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah. Why
can
does
we just
Cash,
call him Bluesy Lewis?
Why does Cash,
Bluesy
have,
Lewis.
Why does Cash have a $400 microphone and we all have a radio?
We have to share microphones.
It's a 7D, right?
He's late. But the other thing that's happened,
we're trying to polish a turd.
The other thing that's happened with nerds is like... They've That's become funny. Like they want to be more and more nerdy, so like they have their own rules and stuff. So like the whole spoilers thing, that's such a specific nerd thing that's now permeated everything. The no spoilers thing, that was not a thing, that was an issue.
Never.
Now it's
recently, specifically, I think it's because Breaking Bad is winding up, but
like Lost was like that.
People misusing the term spoiler alert, like now.
If there's a press release about an actor leaving a show, it's not a spoiler alert
right,
to say that
like,
the actor.
Yeah, when
the
I
show.
Said Matt Smith was leaving, and people got upset. There was a fucking press release about
yeah,
it.
But people say, "Oh, I hate spoiler alerts when people ruin the show for me." It's like, no, that's a spoiler. The spoiler alert is to tell you stop reading.
Yeah. Well, Emily Maya Hills, I'm paraphrasing, had a tweet today that was like, "Thank God society is self-regulating." Spoiler alerts. But I feel like the worst is during Breaking Bad, which the finale is tomorrow and we're recording this. I have somebody in my feed who I unfollow every week, and
that's
she'll...
a professional podcaster right there, by the way.
She'll tweet spoiler alert in Twitter, like all caps, and then spoil a Breaking Bad thing because I'm doing Harmontown on Sundays while Breaking Bad's happening. And then, so by the time I read spoiler alert, I cannot help but read the rest of it.
Yeah, it's not like a thing you click on to read it. It's there already. It's already there.
Well, apparently they're adding something to Twitter, and it was something new. Neil and I had talked about.
Oh, yeah, there's a filter.
There's a filter now where you can set timers, so it's like, oh, I don't want to learn about Breaking
Bad. You
know
what? Fuck that.
Yeah, just
that's fucking
Twitter.
Like,
can you not keep
fascism.
Off of it?
That's just like, you know, like, it's like, you know, people got to save themselves from themselves. Like, it's like, well, people can't not go on Twitter.
Yeah.
We got to help them if they're going to not go on Twitter, because they have to see Twitter. You have to. You can't avoid it for a few days.
A better solution would be what they used to do in, like, forums, where you could change the font color to be the same as the background.
Yeah.
So then you just had to highlight it to see it, but if you didn't want to see it,
you could just scroll.
They also do. Yeah. There's a Game of Thrones like website where you can pick how many books you've read or how many seasons you've seen, and it will only let you know what's happening with that character up until you've read, which I think is kind of
that's incredible.
Yeah.
You know what? Fucking get a job.
Yeah.
Get the money enough to pay for cable. Watch the show you want to watch, and don't fucking bother people that live their lives as they happen.
You've got a real Adam Carolla vibe right now.
We are in the wrong.
I feel like I want to agree with you just because your chair is higher than all of us.
Oh man, I didn't realize you.
That is a weird
this.
Power dynamic.
Yeah. You're such an aggression nerd.
It's higher than yours.
Jen is right, guys.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Although me and Kat,
you get these ketchup packets. It's like, it's enough ketchup for one fry. What am I gonna fucking do it?
Women aren't funny.
It's a salty banana.
That's true.
All right, we're gonna break for a song. This was submitted to us. It's by a band called Shopping. The song is called "Drunk Billionaire Throws Party."
Oh, that's awesome.
He played the plaza. You didn't hear it because you don't have headphones.
Ooh, I thought. Okay, all right. Well, that was a band. Oh, another.
Girls Love Shopping.
Yeah, that was Shopping. Drunk Billionaire Throws Party. That was submitted.
It's a great band.
Yeah. I like it. A lot of good music coming in.
A lot of bad music coming in.
Oh.
A lot of bad music coming in right
they
there.
Should put, they should,
Bing Crosby?
Picture my Christmas commercial.
What?
You as Bing Crosby.
And?
No, it was Bing. Bing.
Oh, Bing. Oh,
oh, Bing!
Bach.
Yeah.
You are a Bing man.
Yeah. They've
Bing paid for all these microphones.
Stop showing up.
What do you mean?
Checks stop showing up.
They're not airing the commercial.
They're just done.
I haven't seen one in a while.
Yeah. I'm no longer a Bing man.
Really? You're done?
I guess so.
Can I say something about Bing? I was fucking tread lightly. I was a Tumblr nerd like before I moved to LA.
Oh, you're a Tumblr nerd.
But I was obsessed with Tumblr, and I was big on Tumblr for posting like these weird occult like black and white images. And then Google changed their search engine, so it became like really hard. Like the redundancy of the same images in their search, like became really hard to like find images. This is so weird to talk.
So you're real. You're real, what was your Tumblrity?
My Tumblrity. I don't. This is before stats, man. It was before Tumblr got dirty.
About the stats, yeah. Stats, man.
But that's.
Wait a second.
Beep,
numbers.
But I get my shit would get picked up by like the Tumblr editors all the time. Yeah, I know. But I go to Bing, and like Bing's image search is, I think, better than Google.
Yeah, that's the one thing that like it's more pictures, and that's why people.
And for some reason, Google like they've run a filter over what you can get access to. Where I think Bing is more like old school internet. If you're searching for images, use Bing, right, Jonah?
Yeah. Well, if they hire me back, I'll say whatever the fuck they want me to say.
Don't say that.
Yeah, what?
Don't say that.
No,
I play hard to get. Get that bomb.
They're not listening.
Get that pussy.
Get that bomb.
Whoa. What was that?
Didn't show up here.
That was definitely your phone vibrating.
What was that as you push it away in front of all of us?
Whoa, that's how fast I am to lie about anything.
What was that?
More sound effects. I couldn't think of like a good Twitter game. So I wanted people to send me stuff to say as Craig Finn, but then like this doesn't feel like the time.
Who's Craig Finn?
Craig Finn's the singer of the Holt Steady, and he sounds just like Kirk Van Houten, Milhouse's dad.
Is he the guy that got beaten up by somebody in another band, or am I thinking
of another
band?
No, that's
Danzig. No.
Well, no. Or
you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you're talking about the Von Bondies.
Yeah, Jack White kicked his ass.
Kirk Van Houten is Milhouse's dad.
Jack White beat someone up?
Yeah.
He's got huge arms.
Oh, I know. He's like a big dude, but he doesn't seem like a kind of like roughhouser.
He seems like a roughhouser to me. I feel like he's a fucking rough trade dude.
But not like the label.
That has a whole lot of connotations to it.
I feel like that means
like Leather
you have
Daddy
some
rough
the only
fanfic about him somewhere.
I might have.
The only
he looks like a fat goth girl. These days. I love him.
You should talk to Allie.
It's what Emily used to be.
No.
It's too
true.
Too soon.
Too soon. Yeah, you check out some of Emily's hashtag TBTs and you'll find
real nightmares.
Oh, Jesus.
Aww. I love those pictures.
You have to go home with her. At the very least, you carpooled here.
I mean, look at her now. She looks great.
Sorry, this is awkward.
But you were a kid from the South.
Yeah.
And you were a goth.
Yeah. It's hard in hot weather.
Yeah. Yeah. But you'll find most goths concentrated in Florida.
That's true.
Yeah, a lot of goths in Florida.
You got to go big, man.
So we're Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, exactly.
Marilyn Manson. Before he was famous, and he came up to her and said, "Hi, I'm Brian."
No, I was okay. So he opened up. This was in '94. He opened up for Nine Inch Nails, Jim Rose Side Circus, that whole tour.
Wow.
And then I went up to him, and I was like, I was 15, and I was like, "That was a really good show." And he was like, "Oh, thanks. Hi, I'm Brian."
Hi, I'm Brian. Soon enough, I'll look like a real weirdo.
Yeah, he already did look like a weirdo, but not all the way weirdo.
He wasn't all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's never looked weirder than when he dressed up like Kenny Powers.
Oh my God! For the red carpet, yeah.
No, wow. Just at Halloween, he dresses up like him all the time.
He really loves him a lot. That's weird.
Not surprising. I was a goth too.
Yeah, not surprising at all.
Yeah.
If you check out, you don't even need a TBT to see that Dustin Marshall.
Try and find a picture of him without a cigarette in his mouth.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hit my that lungs, air raid siren. That
my lungs are as black as my soul.
Turn that off.
Yes! We went to a goth show last night.
Yo, those are real.
And no, my friend is the goth show you saw.
It's true. We're keeping it relevant. We saw Zola Jesus, who's a woman. I don't know her actual name, but she goes by Zola Jesus.
I forget now because she went Lady Gaga with it. But I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin, and Zola Jesus was... from Madison, and one of my oldest friends, Alex DeGroat, is her keyboard player, and she in 3 years has blown the fuck up. Toured the country.
It was a great show.
Like, three times with Zola Jesus, and like 3 years ago, they were like nothing.
Yeah. Neil, what's going on with your face?
Neil gets so excited he like shits on someone else's story.
There's a reason I'm behind the microphone.
Try to get him to talk on this thing, and he's just like, put that out, my mom listens.
Yeah.
I like that he's wearing like a pinky ring that he doesn't usually wear. This is power ring.
You know this story? Yeah, that's all new.
Oh, the ring story.
It's a power ring.
Yeah, this is my grandfather's stepbrothers.
You know what?
Where's the cricket sound?
Your grandfather's stepbrothers.
Yeah. Hey, let's Justin finish the story.
Cousins, best friend.
Yeah, it's his great grandfather's ring.
It's my grandfather's stepbrothers.
Grandfather's stepbrothers, and he went to the University of cutting off circulation to your pinky.
Oh, damn!
Are you gonna grow your pinky nail out?
Real good.
Dead in the eye. He's doing
dead in the eyes, but still reaching for the shots fired sound effect.
So much of Neil's humor, it has to be seen to be understood. Which is weird.
I really belong on television.
Well, you should see it when he hosts his own.
It's like Fred Norris syndrome. It's like he's the most amazing and Howard Stern like sound drop guy ever, and then you put a mic on him and he can't even handle it.
That's when he becomes Stuttering John.
Hey, Dustin, finish the story.
Yeah, see if you ever get to finish the story.
I think it was like...
You're trying to drown him out with Chariots of Fire.
Do you want to talk about the show you saw last night, and then I'll cap it with.
It was a good show.
It was amazing.
Buzz Osborne of the Melvins was in the audience, which
now I'm paying attention. He was in the audience, or
he was in the audience. Okay. But so she has a conductor because it's her and four violins, and so she has this conductor guy who has an amazing British face, like the best British face,
like a tiny
Australian,
like a tiny face, giant head.
It's the weirdest, the biggest head you've ever seen.
A real Cumberbatch.
Yeah, a real Cumberbatch in the face. Yeah. And so we left.
Cumberbatch in the face.
We left, and Kumail looked him up. And he is the lead singer of Foetus, a band that I loved in high school that I called Foetus because it's spelled F-O-E-T-U-S.
That's a British spelling.
That is a British spelling, which who gives a shit when I'm in high school.
The correct spelling,
When I was in high school.
Tell me about the name of the song you love.
Throne of Agony?
Throne of Agony.
And we used to listen to this band constantly. And,
oh, wait, I got a goth drop.
Get a goth drop in.
The world is a van.
Thank you so much.
That was perfect.
I hope to God we talk about Smashing Pumpkins. I'm in a Smashing Pumpkins video.
Oh, wait, okay, yeah. Let's
finish your Zola Jesus
thing. Oh, that's it. It was a fucking amazing show.
Yeah, then 3 days later, Zola Jesus showed back up.
Well, no, like when I, like 3 years ago, like it was like 2010, I was at a house party, and my friends were playing there. My friends Julia Heglin, they call her like the queen of threadless.com, and we have a zine.
Who does?
What?
Yeah,
a lot of people
she
do. But we have a zine on feralaudio.com, and Emily Gordon's in the next issue.
I am. Look for it.
And Julia Heglin does the art for it. She's like this amazing psychedelic illustrator. She's really talented. And then, but her husband now is Alex DeGroat, who plays synths with Zola Jesus. But I was at this house party like 3 years ago, and I'm talking to a bunch of people outside, and this girl just walks up, like 4'10", like, just interrupts the conversation. It's like, what are you guys here to see? And we're like, I'm here to see my friend, you know, Somni, because they used to have a really good band, my friends, and they were playing this house party. She's like, well, I'm in this thing called Zola Jesus, and I laughed because I thought it was the worst band name I've ever heard in my life.
She's
terrible.
Like American Bjork, really.
And she was
American Bjork.
And this is so long ago. She's like, check out my MySpace. But she was like, I'm on Burning Heart Records, and I was like, holy shit, like International Noise Conspiracy, like
Burning Heart Records, the European sister label of Epitaph and Anti.
No shit.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. That's that's why Refuse, like the Refuse stuff and the Hive stuff that came out in America was on
Epitaph
Burning Heart.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No, no, okay.
Fun fact about the Hives, though, that they were on Burning Heart, and then the Epitaph ended up, like, when the Hives record, Veni Vidi Vicious, blew up, the one that just, like, you know, with all the Hate to Say I Told You So, all that, Epitaph sold the rights, the Hives sold the rights, Burning Heart sold the rights, and then, like, a bunch, there was a huge fucking legal battle because everyone sold the record to bigger labels, and the band blew up.
The Hives are so underrated. They're so fucking amazing.
They're great, and they continue to be.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the thing that everyone dropped out, like listening to them. But and Neil's the one, like when Tyrannosaurus Hives came out.
Oh, it's one of my favorite records.
Yeah, it's like Tyrannosaurus Hives came out, and like Neil was like, "You got to hear it." I was like, they're still like, is it still good? Because that one right after, I don't remember being as good. But you said Tyrannosaurus Hives.
Yeah, yes, then they went this like kind of Devo tour after.
Yeah, they started working with Pharrell.
The Black and White
Pharrell
something.
Williams.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that the most recent one is fucking great. Anyway,
finish the story where you're a dick to this woman.
Well, she was no. She walked up to me and then I was talking about her and she's like, "Yeah, check out my MySpace." And I was just like, blowing her off. And then I was trying to talk to her and then in mid sentence, she stopped talking, looked everybody in the eyes. I was standing around like three people I didn't know. Looked everybody in the eyes and then just walked away into a dark alley
she's
and disappeared. And I was like, "Who the fuck was that?" And I was telling everybody like, God, there was this fucking girl that came up to me and they're like, "Oh, that's Zola Jesus or whatever." And then I heard her MySpace and I laughed at how bad it was. It was really like DIY, but it was super goth, like over the top, like dramatic. And then they started making these fucking amazing records.
Yeah.
And then like David Lynch remixed them. And then I saw them 2 years later when when I moved to LA.
Yeah.
I saw them at Amoeba Records. And my friend Alex the Groat. Brilliant musician and producer is largely responsible behind the scenes for her sound and her synth sound. He's like a Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
He's like a Depeche Mode.
You're looking at
your soundboard.
Okay.
He's like a Depeche Mode Nine Inch Nails fanatic. So he collects, like, he has these same keyboards that, like, Depeche Mode, right? Like, he uses, like, fucking floppy disks.
Oh, weird.
And, like, he sculpted her sound, but. And then I saw her like years later, and I was like, I was like blown away. Like I've never seen.
Was she still 4'10"?
Maybe she ran into that guy in that dark alley.
Oh, that's right.
It's the only band in my lifetime that I've seen like start from nothing and then blow up. And and he's toured the world 4 times in 3 years. Like like he spent 1 year. Doing 2 world tours, like really proud of them, and she's amazing. And,
she is amazing,
and I'm sad that I didn't get to see that show.
It was
but
a gorgeous show. It was really, really good.
That's
but anyway.
Cool.
Play some of that lady's music.
Yeah,
people.
By the way, I
got some other shit.
I played some Zola Jesus on Jensen Karp's podcast,
and
he made so much fun of me.
Oh, really?
Like, I felt like a nerd. He made a lot of fun of me.
Real goth nerd.
Goths are nerds.
Goths are the worst.
Goths are not nerds. The worst, sir. That's offensive.
No, I said they're the most nerds.
They're the most nerds. Okay.
It's like it's nerd camouflage where it's like, I'm not a nerd on this other thing.
I'm a vampire.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to scare you so you don't fuck with me because I'm terrified.
Exactly.
Yeah,
who's this?
Can't really bring up the energy, guys.
Yeah. Who are we listening to?
What the fuck? The thing we were just talking about.
I
look up.
I don't
listen to the thing you saw last night.
He's sitting higher than me, so I must relent.
You guys, I've worked in radio. I know how to make the energy go up.
Remix!
Where did you work in radio?
Jesus! New shit!
What radio?
I took one radio class at Emerson College in 1997.
Ooh, an Emerson guy.
Emerson, you know Harris Whittles?
I do know Harris Whittles.
This is a great miscarriage song in a TV show or movie.
Okay, that's the end.
That's most goth music.
Yeah.
You great know abortion song.
I'm going to pick up
is Brick
and,
like an honorary
Brick
goth song?
Is, yeah,
Brick
is
the abortion song.
Mom,
here's miscarriage.
Here's the thing. Here's
He said abortion.
I said abortion.
Come on, say abortion.
I didn't
say abortion.
Jesus.
I'm a real abortion nerd.
I'm a dork for the first trimester.
But I'm a geek for the when the baby's born.
I can't believe you insulted my radio show.
What's Mahona Radio? I feel like these are...
Jonah's not around.
Sometimes.
Oh, you should check it out. It's on the Nerdist channel.
Here's a. I found
one thing they never agreed to.
I found this new release from this guy named Thor. And it's called Keep the Dogs Away. I think Neil's really going to like it. Hey, check out the fucking cover. The cover is this fucking crazy
dude.
Awesome.
Oh, no, no. That, I've met that guy.
No way.
He's a Canadian bodybuilder.
And his name is Thor.
His name is Thor.
And he has like four Dobermans.
He's got like 100 albums.
Really?
Yeah. It's all this like kind of like late 70s proto-glam shit.
Can we listen to this for
and
a second?
And he's a strong man. He like, between songs, he rips telephone books in half. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and then he performs...
Holy shit, you're right. Look at all these albums.
Front alley abortions with phone.
Oh, my God.
Front alley.
He should make one that looks like the soundtrack to the new Thor movie. That'd probably sell pretty well. That's
but like, he is. He's like this like weird like Norse god-looking dude with like fake blonde hair and like giant weird... So kind of like 50-year-old plus, like over 50 pecs that like are sort of boobs but sort of pecs.
He's that old, he's over.
Yeah, he's like an older guy. He's been doing it forever. He like this first album came out.
He
like
should team up with that guy from The Lost Boys. What's that guy's name?
Alex Winter.
Corey Cole.
The sax guy. Yeah,
he's the best.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we couldn't get that guy.
Can we listen to
Santa
the Lost Boys soundtrack right now?
Thou shall not kill.
I have it on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew a girl that would strip to that song.
And that's a they, ooh. So they have the song
like at parties.
What's her phone number?
Yeah, exactly.
And like at parties or professionally?
Professionally.
Oh, okay.
And they also have the Jesus and Mary Chain version of that Door song.
Yeah, oh,
yeah,
people
yeah,
are strange.
Yeah, yeah, people
I have
are strange.
It on my phone. I'm
that,
not kidding.
That,
yeah.
That Doors song.
Prime opportunity for anybody to cover. Like, why has nobody made
we
that
should
a
do
really
it.
Success?
But I still believe.
MGMT yeah. or management or whatever, like, they should cover that shit.
They should cover Cry Little Sister 100%. Yeah. You're right.
Yes.
Oh,
Jesus.
Hey, that'd be great.
Get that to happen.
Get
that to happen.
That'd be so
get
cool.
That, get that to happen.
Hey, Jonah, can I play a song?
Yo, you know that thing you do? It's really good. Get that to happen. I like your music.
Get
become big. Become real big. Get that to happen.
That's how you oh. speak guys. Cool.
Jonah doing Rosie Perez.
I had a weird moment where I love this band Low from Duluth, Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen them 9 times. Yes, I saw them for the 9th time earlier this year, and I got a smoothie with them. It was fucking incredible.
Did that come with the ticket?
No. I ran into them outside of the Troubadour. But when I was 16, day after I turned 16, the first concert I ever saw was Low at this church in Madison. And then
you also like that that song from That Dog where they name check Low? So one of That Dog's best songs called Minneapolis.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
It's like, and she and like, she goes, I was at the Jabberjaw, cutest boy I ever saw. He was standing behind me. He was such a dream. And then like she goes on to say, like, he chased after me. I said, I'll see you in Low Plays.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's one of my favorite songs.
It's one of
oh
his
my God.
Favorite
oh,
songs.
Are you gonna look it up?
Well, I was listening to, I just very recently, I heard a viral video of Vin Diesel singing over Rihanna's Stay.
I love that.
I love viral videos.
And it was, I was thinking, it was amazing, but I was thinking, like, Tom Waits should sing it.
Yeah.
So I started listening to the song, and I got obsessed. And in my head, I was like, Lo should do a cover of this. And then... weeks later through Sub Pop,
Lo and behold,
did a fucking cover
that
of Rihanna's
Stay,
and it's incredible.
This is it. This is my favorite That Dog song. Okay, the Jabberjaw was the original Smell. Like, you know, the venue,
oh,
the
really?
Smell. Yeah. The same guy that runs the Smell is the same guy that had the Jabberjaw, which was like where Beck played and like, you know, like all the
in
all
LA
the
or in Minneapolis?
In LA. It was okay. like the LA, like Weezer played there. It was like the like LA alternative.
Yeah, it wasn't
club.
Joe Sib talked about playing there.
Yeah. It was a
cutest boy I ever saw. He was standing behind me. He was such a dream.
This is the girl. She was also like the girls in this band were in The Rentals.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Randy told me where he lives.
I love anyone named Randy.
It's such a sweet song. You know, like this
great snare sound.
I just listened
to it.
I haven't listened to That Dog.
And it's just it's such a cute thing, like, you know, going to shows when you're a kid and just like you just seeing
people.
Someone cute and then just like getting worked up and having this entire story about trying to talk to them
and
the
then leaving
time. And then
without
leaving.
Talking to
yes.
them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never talked to the I tried to talk to a girl at a show once and like what I came up with was like she had a Coca-Cola shirt on and I was this is what I was like
oh no
I was like I like Cherry Coke better. Where's she?
Like if she was a virgin kind of thing?
Yeah, no, oh, no, like, no.
Like a sex thing?
Wow. No. I was like,
no, I just like the thing with the most sugar in it.
I like Cherry Coke better.
I like your thing a little bit, but I like my thing that likes your thing.
I never made a single friend through music. Like, I went to hundreds of shows across the Midwest, like Minneapolis, Madison, Milwaukee, Chicago, Indiana, or Indianapolis.
You didn't make one friend?
Alone? Not one friend. Never talked to anybody. But the second I started doing, like, working in comedy, I, like, met people. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it seems like one place is more desperate to meet people than the other.
Yeah, music people don't need other people.
Yeah. But here's the low line.
Mm. No.
Nah.
Don't hit it that many times.
That's what she said. My
car, walk down the street, not very far. This is the sweet part. He came running after
me. He saw me at the entry. Wish this was a video podcast.
And as a guy,
the
I
entry
used to...
is that 7th Street entry? Isn't that a place in
Minneapolis?
No. They're not in Minneapolis. They're at the Jabberjaw in LA.
But the song is called.
But they already
check it out.
All right.
Earlier in the song, she asked her friends where he was from, and they said Minneapolis.
What year did this song come out?
This song came out in 97.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Damn it, Jonah.
It's the internet.
I wasn't here for another 2 years.
Minneapolis. I was.
Minneapolis. Yeah. Minneapolis. I'm trying to get to the low line. And it's going to be real uneventful when it happens.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we believe you.
I know. It's just like...
We didn't need it. Well, we're here this far.
I just heard...
Yeah, fucking turn it on.
Jonah, what's
I used to listen to this song on repeat and think she was talking about me.
She wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
She wasn't.
No, they never were.
I've been meaning to ask you, what's like the mainstream stuff? Like, is there any contemporary mainstream stuff that you listen to on the reg?
The song's way too loud to hear what
Hold on. I responded yes, quietly.
Oh my god!
Hey, that got there!
Oh my god! So worth it!
Oh
my
Ellen, god.
So worth
Ellen
it!
Ellen Sparhawk, I
fireworks. Do you have fireworks?
I told Ellen Sparhawk what I did, and he was like, "I listened to a few podcasts, and like I got his email, but I hope he gets into it." I think this is one of the first music podcasts. I think
ever
when musicians sort of understand that this is like the best way to reach their audience. It's hard for musicians because they make music and spend years making it, but the process of building that, like putting demos out, like instead of like via Napster or whatever, where you download like demos and shit. Yeah. If it was a band talking about it and putting out demos and up to building up a new record, like you could have huge success.
But not all bands are good at talking. Like they would.
No, they're not.
Well, no,
but musicians.
That's why they went into music.
But I mean, we do play songs from people, and we've never really talked about it on the show. But people have emailed you and said what it meant to them when
it means a lot for them.
Let's read a couple letters.
Let's read a couple letters.
Well, like, you know, one of the things was our friends Mike Chillion and Tommy Meehan and those guys, the Manx.
Yeah,
great band.
The Manx recently went on a tour, and they said like a few people, like at every show, came up to us saying, "Hey, we heard you on Jonah Radio," and that's why
that's how we got into it.
Remember that guy? He ordered the Smarties.
Yeah, a guy ordered the Smarties.
And I didn't see a dime.
He bought a used CD, eBay, right?
He paid an exorbitant price for a used Smarties CD.
When you have a crazy number.
Wait, is that your bank?
You got to start selling like bulk lots so that, you know, you be the wholesaler and then someone else can sell them off one by one.
You were in a band called Smarties.
The Smarties, yeah.
And how much did he buy it for on eBay?
He spent $50 for a new Smarties CD that, I mean,
did you send him $70?
Except like an apology card. Listen, track 8 is a little...
Were you guys good?
Oh, we were fantastic.
Yeah, they're really
$50 good.
They're really, really good. They're a really good band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dustin Martian. Selfie.
Selfie. Hey.
That's okay. What were you saying before? You had like a music thing.
Are we talking about I was in a Smashing Pumpkins video?
Oh, that's right.
Which video?
It's called Awada. It's their worst video ever. Billy Corgan was...
I was going to guess it was the house party one, but no.
No. Billy Corgan was like my... Since I was like 9 years old, like the whole reason I'm into music.
It
was like
you're super
my
young.
Idol. Like, no, I was like a fucking kid. Like, I was a child.
So
was
talk-
like,
no, not then, now.
No, you-
so what, I'm older than you think.
You talking Gish?
I'm talking, Siamese Dream.
You talking Pisces of Sakara?
Today.
You talking about Nirvana MTV Unplugged?
A terrible.
You talking Greatest Hits?
You,
talk-
you talking pre
you,
like
you, talk- you talking Interstate Love Song?
Oh. Have
you-
The Scott Weiland solo album, by the way.
Stop right there.
Yeah,
wait, finish your story about the video.
Oh, so I was like, so my entire life, I'm from Madison. This band comes on the TV. It's like in the Nickelodeon era. I'm like a child, and it's Smashing Pumpkins, like the height of Smashing Pumpkins. I'm a fucking baby, and it's like my favorite band ever. I'm obsessed with them for like 15 years. Fuck you, Neil Mahoney. And then
just trying to keep it up.
2 months before, 2 months before I moved to LA when I was 26, like, because I was very avid.
Okay,
there.
No, I'm sorry, I zoned out for a second.
Can
I
Could
you start the story over? I'm sorry.
Fucking A.
What a dick.
Collective dick.
But
our forces are combined, we are a Voltron dick.
You should be a dick.
Nothing good. It looks like a giant dildo.
Here comes the saddest story ever.
Yeah.
This is like.
So it's you're 26. Sorry.
Well, no. I grew up in like a fucking rough house. Like it was just complete chaos. Oh, and then Smashing Pumpkins was my rock. Like I can't explain it. Like a bunch of people. Like there's thousands of people out there who like Smashing Pumpkins are their fucking like home base, right? So this is that band for me. It's like my idol, like the one person who, despite all the stories I hear, is a monster.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go, no, you don't understand.
And has a big dick.
So then he joins Twitter, and so I joined Twitter because of like him in like 2009, and he's tweeting all this like Zen Buddhist shit, and it's right when I got into like Zen Buddhism and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, he's like really level headed. He tweets all this stuff about like Jesus and love
bald-headed
and love everybody,
too.
And and I'm like, wow, I feel like at the same page with him. And then he started doing this really incredible thing where he wasn't on a label anymore, and he did this solo album called The Future Embrace, which I think is one of the most like progressive albums in the past like 12 years. It was really, really good. So he decides he's going to rejoin the Smashing Pumpkins without the original members. Well, with one, Jimmy.
So many are dead,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, there's really
the band broke up without me and reformed.
Yeah, there's no rejoining there. It's just like, oh, I own this.
But so I was along for the ride, and then the first song they put out was good, and then a couple of like, but he did this thing called Zwan, which is really poppy, and so I was
Zwan.
Like, but Zwan. I everything he was putting out was like totally like on board, and I got this email being through the newsletter like be in their next video in Chicago, and I responded right away. And so like a month before I moved to LA, like 2 years ago, I went to Chicago, and Billy Corgan in the past few years has become infatuated with this like amateur professional wrestling thing. Like he loves professional wrestling. And like years ago, he went on like WCW and like hit a guy with a chair. Like he loves professional wrestling. And so this is somebody who I think is like, it's my biggest, not only my like biggest musical inspiration, but like spiritually, like is a counterpart to my.
You really like him.
You gotta start rethinking your life, my man.
I've put more energy into this person than anybody in my entire life. So I go.
Hold on. So you're a fan.
I'm a fan. I'm nerdy about Billy Corgan.
You like this guy.
Obsessed with
He's a good
guy. In love with him. And so I go to this really weird VFW in Chicago in like May 2011. And
I'm trying to guess if this is a happy or a sad ending.
It's a sad ending.
Okay, then let's turn it into This American
a
Life.
Sad beginning.
Okay, yeah. This American Life.
I'm not saying now he's... Needless to say, he's a big fan. Now, I'm not going to say he's the biggest fan, because that would be Courtney Love, but he's a fan, and he goes he's obsessed with him, and he goes to Chicago to be in a music video for the new Smashing Pumpkins.
I go to this VFW at 2 in the afternoon, and I meet all these Smashing Pumpkins fans who are very like, we've met Billy before, you know. In Breaking Bad terms, tread lightly. They're
so
like,
he's there. He's amongst fans.
He's amongst fans.
People just like him.
I don't know who hooked up with him.
Really?
I'm not gonna say who it is. You know who. You know.
It's Emily Gordon.
It's me.
she had sex with.
But me. I go, and it's this, and so he's really into professional wrestling. So it's basically the thing that he's into is like amateur professional wrestling, which is like strippers who don't want to be strippers anymore are professional wrestlers. So
I
it's really
take me to one of these in Chicago.
Oh, wait. Really raunchy and yeah. sexual.
It is very
oh, that's
and like at one point a girl's
glow,
vagina
like
fell out of her.
Fell out.
You
know?
I thought you had said it
that
had a sad
like a
ending.
but like I made friends with the director of the video and the producer and like everybody else in the band, and I met Billy like in the middle of the afternoon. But he's in the corner. He won't talk to any fans, and it's a very small place we're in. There's probably like 150 people in there, and then they're like, "Okay, guys, get really enthusiastic, surround the stage. You're at a professional wrestling thing. You're really into it." And so this was. Smashing Pumpkins, who are renowned for their amazing music videos, this was like their career. I was there for like their career low.
Oh.
But it was the first music video ever shot on like red HD cameras.
Oh, wow.
So there's all these high def cameras, and you can see me in this video around like the minute 20 mark.
Minute 20? Wait a second.
Wait a second.
A couple of times. But I have my hat on.
Adam, we got a link to this.
Minute 20, not 20 minutes.
We got a link to this.
Well, no, but it's a short film. So the video is a short film.
Say it into the mic.
Anyways, I walk up to Billy, and he won't talk to me. And then he only talks to, like, hot girls. He only talks to and then they're like, Billy needs to bring his car around. And so... I'm helping the director because everybody left, and I was like, "Is there anything I can help with?"
Billy
He's like,
"To bring his car around."
Yeah. They're like,
"That's
put
my
Billy's,
favorite."
We want to put Billy's car in the video.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to the director. Oh. Everybody else was friends with me, and they were like, "Yeah, help out any way you can." I was like PAing for them basically. So I follow Billy to his car and to not like to intercept people, and he won't talk to me. He gets in this giant white GTO. Yeah. And he pulls it around, and like then I'm in this kitchen with Billy Corgan like 5 minutes later, and he won't
it's
talk
a great
to
web
me.
Show.
He won't look
Dustin's
me in the
in the
eyes.
Kitchen with Billy Corgan. Dustin's in the kitchen with Corgan. Now. Okay.
And he's just like a jock. He only talks
hold
to
hold on
hot
real
chicks.
Quick. Hey, relax. He's telling an interesting story. You don't have to say your thoughts into the microphone and play shit on the thing.
No, it deserves sound effects. I deserve to be Fred Norris. But so this is somebody I spent over 15 years like in. It was a good life lesson because I think what you do with musicians and people you idolize, especially with musicians, because they're so secretive and they present themselves in this way. And the Smashing Pumpkins, who in 1996 when I was 12, were as big as the Beatles. They were on the They were on Good Morning America everywhere you look.
Yeah, like, Sullivan, they were on everything.
They had a year where they were as big as the Beatles. A year.
I remember
and,
Help, too.
It was called The American Invasion.
They might have been. They're an amazing. He's an incredible artist. But literally met him, and he wouldn't look me in the eyes. And I asked him, you know, I never asked people for pictures, but I had this little, like, a disposable camera. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Can I get a picture with you?" And he looked me, and he wouldn't look me in the eye. And he looked me right in the face. He's like, "No," and then he walked away. And I told this other guy, and he goes, "Yeah, Billy's like that, you know. I've known him for like 10 years now." And then he was sitting in front of this like area with all these professional wrestlers talking about the concept of this music video, the Awada video, which you can find online. To prove me if I'm wrong, if
yeah,
it's good,
we're gonna link to it. I whispered in the
and
the microphone.
And you know, I'm sitting over there. He's like in his, you know, he's in his 40s. He's deflated a little bit. He's and then
40s.
But he's like,
come on, Dad.
He's like just the person that you look up to is like heroic, like
he's,
Superman.
He's like
you know,
super puffy.
But yeah. Like his hair's grown out. You know, and I can and I'm seeing him sitting there like leaning over this chair. Really in-depthly talking to only professional wrestlers, or not amateur professional wrestlers. Amateur wrestlers. And he's telling the story of this video, how deep it is, and it's a love story. And then he gets up and he goes, he looks around the entire room, there's 20 people left, I've been there for like 7 hours, you know, hoorah, acting like I'm super in this video, and he goes, "Is there anything that anybody wants from me?" And this guy next to me who I was talking, he goes, "Billy, this guy really wants a picture with you, will you take a picture with him?" He goes, "Fine." And so he walks up to me, and he puts his arm around me.
Oh, can we? Did he hover hand?
And then, no, he grabs me so hard, like a father, like he hugs me.
Like a father?
Like he puts
wow.
he's
hurting me like a father.
No. He hugs me. He hugs me.
Yeah.
And then this guy takes a picture with this disposable camera, and it's a picture of me and my idol, it's almost 3 years old, and I've never developed. I even had it shipped to L.A., and I still don't have the balls to develop it.
We need to develop that picture.
I know. I should develop it and put it on your website.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. Jane Radio will pay for the development.
I'll do it.
Can you find a place that will even do that?
Because
I'm not sure. We might have to send it away.
The look, I'm scared of the look on my face because it's absolute heartbreak because he was the dick that I thought he was.
Oh, we got to do it.
And then I literally, I will. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for Jonah Radio. It's a pleasure to be on the show. So
that's great.
Please. I'm not saying I was bored by that story, but it sure was a real Zwan.
Honestly,
I saw Zwan live ago, the best Zwan shit was never released. That record was shit, but Zwan, like, as a live, I saw Zwan.
You know
live.
What? To be honest, like.
Hey guys, I grew up in Pakistan, and
we're gonna break
for a Springsteen fan.
We're gonna really? Break for a song. This is a local band. Oh, they're shit. From they hail from the Arts District of NoHo, North Hollywood.
NoHo.
They're called Ghost Noise.
Oh, it's just outside of Haffa Sappho, right?
Haffa Sappho, Happy Foot Sappho. Their song's called Amethyst. Whoops.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Nope.
What's happening, Jonah?
I don't know.
I like whatever this is. Like
time code.
This is a song. This is a song for both Dustin and Emily.
Aww. Double skate.
Thank you.
Double skate.
Yeah.
So yeah, this
push
is
the chairs back. Let them dance.
This is Ghost Noise. Right.
Shattered windows that can't hold back the wind. Clinging to my bed sheets, counting the days until autumn ends.
And I'll be
waiting, aching, though there isn't much. Holding on to everything. Listening to them, but it's getting harder to pretend
that it matters
when all I hear are static transmissions that the radio towers send.
And I'll be
running, chasing the amethyst sky, searching for the.
That all that I wanted was right in.
waiting.
Amethyst, amethyst.
I'm waiting.
All right. I think the reason that I picked that song to play is because I just watched 24-Hour Party People. Yeah. Just it's like I've just been listening to Happy Mondays, and
that's a great movie.
Is that the one with Steve Coogan?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys do this on the Indoor Kids, but sometimes we reach out to the fucking
idiots. We love connecting.
Oh,
we got it from you. We got the idea.
Yeah. We love.
So to like to reach out to the fucking dumb shits that have nothing better
to do. We do it for the dumb shits.
Ooh, do you do anything for the... I don't even bother.
Oh, no. We're here for the dumb shits.
Yeah.
I really like that the listener toilet paper you got in your bathroom. I think it's really, really awesome.
Yeah, the what?
The listener's the mom?
Listener, it just says the listener on the toilet paper.
You're wiping your ass with the listeners. Come on, Jonah.
I'm with Jonah. I don't really.
Yeah, I didn't.
It means he's wiping. It's a disrespect thing. Remember when the guy had Osama on the toilet paper? He was selling it.
Oh yeah.
It's the listener.
Oh, it says the listener. And I wipe my ass with the listener.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right. And those listeners are now contributing to Twitter Game.
Theme song.
I'm playing it.
Yes,
it's the best
around.
No, I was just excited for the theme song.
Jabba. Shutting down the government. That's the one spot we get to be topical.
No commentary.
So what we did is I sent out saying for listeners, you little fucking idiots, to send us out some.
Is that a thing you do? You call them idiots and pieces of shit?
Well, to me, they're like fans of mine, so they listen. So they're all fucking Jonah racists. They're Jonah rapists. They're Jonah.
Rageaholics.
Jonah rageaholics. well, we had some other ones.
Jonah radiated.
Jonah jihadists.
Yeah. Jonah radiologists.
Jonah retards.
Not appropriate.
Hey, we'll apologize to all the retards.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, real sorry for offending anybody. That's what the fucking parental guidance sticker is for.
Yeah.
They have those on the side.
It says E, okay, download it.
We had him send us in some fake. We said fake Hold Steady lyrics.
Hold Steady lyrics.
Now it's like if you notice about the Hold Steady is that the singer Craig Finn sounds exactly like Milhouse's dad.
Yeah, established.
Yes, established a year ago.
Yeah. Gospel
hooked on a field.
Yeah. Jonah Radio Gospel.
Yeah. So here's some of the stuff that. Well, I'll just read the tweet that Dustin Martian, our guest, just said. Being asked to do Jonah Radio is the best Saturday night I've had in a long time.
Yeah, baby.
Man,
motherfucker.
You can't fuck with that.
Yeah. You can't fuck with that.
Just a more testament to the fact that you cannot not seem depressed every time you put a tweet or a picture up.
Very depressed.
And you're ever.
It's clinical.
He just added a hashtag.
So here's one from at Isaac Hansen. Booked a hardcore show in Chicago, wandered alleys, threw up on our halos. And the thing is, it's like you can try to make the most pretentious lyric, and it will still sound. And it's a band I like.
Exactly like
you're
a whole steady.
Snatching your people up, trying to rape them.
Here's one. I tried to impress her. All right.
Get in there.
It's okay. Let's just fucking end this.
No, do it.
Hey, stop fucking slamming your maw against that microphone.
Yeah. What do you got? Mommy issues? Come on, man. What is that, a teat? What is that, a nipple?
What happened out there? Did you go to the bathroom and do some blow?
No. Was that a pun?
I was very drunk.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, read more, Jonah.
All right.
Let him get into it.
She told
me. Go ahead.
Every Wednesday night, guys, the comedy team. Nyanji and Ray. Nyanji D.
I was a big fan of Kumail Nanjiani. Nah. Not me.
Shitty to me at a music shoot.
She talked for hours about the Smiths. Big mouth strikes again.
Pretty spot on.
Pretty spot on.
And now we'll end it with one from Allie Ward.
Feral Podcast, Allie Ward?
Feral Podcast, Allie Ward. Former guest.
Camping with Allie in Georgia.
Is that what it's called?
We went to the grocery store. Allie Georgia. Yeah.
Here
I've been
it
on it. My episode's great. I love it.
We went to the grocery store?
Yeah. Have you guys seen their show, Fun Alcoholism, with Allie and Georgia?
Yeah, it's not quite functional.
Justin and I were in several episodes.
Yeah. It's just fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Just fun, not functional.
Two of my favorite people. Don't mean to offend them.
They're the best.
Yeah. Two of my favorite people. Here's Allie's.
Big up.
She bought another self-help book because she just couldn't help herself.
And that's the Twitter games for you.
Twitter games.
I'm the best. All
right. Neil's got to go get laid.
Neil's mom listens, so we're not allowed to say certain things.
What are you afraid of? You're a grown-ass man.
He mentioned that. My mom didn't care.
Why do you zig Heil every 3 seconds?
I don't know what you're talking about. Wait, am I doing that right? Right hand?
It is.
Or is it left hand?
I'm not allowed to demonstrate that anymore.
Ooh.
Ooh. Here's something that happened recently. So Man, Ryan, a friend of the show, been on before, he released a new album with his band Man, and there's a song that references Wolf Blitzer. And it's just and somehow it got into the CNN radar of Anderson Cooper and
really?
Ended
up on Coops?
And it ended up on the Ridiculous.
Oh, the Ridiculous.
Not only did it end up there.
Time now for the Ridiculous, and tonight I want to introduce you to the song stylings of a band called Man. They just released a new album.
He's awesome. Man, isn't he?
Oni Pond.
Man
there's
on
one
man.
Song in particular on the new record.
Is that because he's gay? Neil?
Yeah.
End
way
the
to go.
Boss.
Super awesome joke.
And I'll be with you.
Nailed it.
Real quick, you guys talked over every part except for the song that we've played before on the show.
That's true. That's
Neil Bay's expression during the song is amazing.
Yeah. So it's. So this is Anderson Cooper just smirking.
Yeah, like I'm better than you.
I get better references.
He's just hand on the chin, trying to figure it out.
So you're getting the lyrical theme here, right? A wolf is sneaking up on a sleeping baby at night. Now, you might think this is just typical lupine indie rock imagery, but...
lupine
indie rock
imagery.
He's got a huge point. There's so many wolf
Wolf Mother.
Yeah,
Wolf Creek.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's an overused
wolf
animal.
Parade.
Yeah. Let me just point out, when they did the subtitles for like the karaoke thing, they did the bouncing
the
ball.
The bouncing ball. Yeah.
They're from my generation. They're like, oh, they grew up on Bugs Bunny cartoons. Everyone needs the ball to follow.
All right. So he continues.
Oh, no, you're wrong. The song isn't about just any wolf. It is like so much of the art that surrounds us, inspired by none other than Wolf Blitzer. Oh, yes. Let's hear some more, shall we?
Michelle.
Wolf cuts loose in the barrio. Lemon vodka mixed with churros. 28 ball watching girls go through the window, through the moon glow. Then a dance started merrily. Groove to a goonie beat. Tease out a soothing melody. Evil gets what evil wants, yeah.
Hang on. Did Wolf Blitzer just drink vodka and eat the baby?
And he didn't even mention that it's vodka and churros, which sounds fucking awesome.
Sound like
I thought it was
combo.
Cheerios.
No, it's churros because he's in the barrio.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like Wolf ate the baby in the barrio and ate a churro as well. But we're trained journalistic professionals. We don't assume. So we asked Ryan, the frontman of Man, for the real story. He confirmed that when he began writing the song, the basic storyline was about a wolf that eats a baby. But that premise seemed a bit passé. So, quote, I thought it'd be more interesting to reimagine the wolf being Wolf Blitzer sneaking into houses and devouring children Just picturing Wolf's calm face, kind eyes, smiling gray beard, shooting pool in a barrio bar with the baby dancing in his belly while dreaming of a young Glenn Danzig and drinking lemon-flavored vodka still gets to me.
That was on CNN?
Yeah. Oh, not once, but twice.
Twice.
What are you fucking talking about?
Well, Blitzer then analyzes the song. Yeah.
Jesus.
Danzig. Also, the Misfits.
No, oh, the Misfits reference on CNN.
Oh, we got to cut that up. That's going to be the third page of drops. Yeah, third page of drops. And as you've been saying, and the Misfits.
Yeah. Is he going to say in the Misfits or in the Misfits?
Misfits.
Okay.
Like he said.
Got it. And
good work, Jonah.
And Sam Hayden.
That's why your name's on the podcast.
I want you to come back every week.
Nailed it.
Why?
Nailed it.
He's brown and I can make phone calls.
You're falling under pressure, Cash.
Did you just hear why he said he wants
to? Yeah, I heard. He's falling under pressure.
Because he's brown. You fucking weirdo.
And
also, I like that, like, the one time that you, like, side with him is that he makes fun of me for making fun of Neil. Like, you gotta come back. No one makes fun of my friend Neil and gets away with it.
Boo. I don't have the energy to flip to the other page with the boo.
Jonah wins the game. Power reestablished.
It's that high chair. It's that high-ass chair.
Holy shit. Higher. Jonah is 8 feet in the air right now.
He's ascending.
Yeah. Hey, I can't
more, right?
All right, cool.
Now, I don't know if you noticed in that picture there, but the lead singer of Man Man is wearing a custom-made tunic that is emblazoned with multiple Wolf Blitzer heads. How do I get that? That's my first question. As Ryan notes, it turned out gorgeous, and Wolf looks very handsome and devilish and, might I say, hungry. Ladies and gentlemen, I know three things. One, if I was in Charlotte, North Carolina tonight, I would be going to the Chop Shop to see Man Man.
Nice plug.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. AC 360.
They're like next level.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the crowd that showed up?
Yeah. Hey, Anderson, the government's about to shut down.
Report on some news, motherfucker.
We need the government. We need Man Man. Yeah. When I saw Man Man like 2007, and it was... like, they don't take any breaks between songs. The entire show bleeds together. And, like, the drummer faces the lead singer in the front of the stage. And I saw the craziest thing I've ever seen. The drummer lifted his leg over his head and hit the cymbal with his bare foot. And then, sorry.
That's pow-pow for you.
And then what's...
Ryan. Honus.
Honus. He pulls out a dagger from... like, they were all wearing jumpsuits. Just pulls out a dagger and starts... fucking stabbing towards the audience. It's one of the most incredible live, like one of the most incredible American live bands you could see in your entire life.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're outside of America, don't bother.
Yeah, don't bother. But don't they're like that's like it.
Go see Screwdriver if you're in Germany. Go see.
But as far as like American pride goes, Man Man is one of the most proud bands ever.
Two, I would steal that tunic during soundcheck. Three. We finally have an answer to a question that a young balloon boy posed many, many years ago as he awaited his interview with Wolf Blitzer.
Say hi to Wolf. His name's Wolf.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Who the hell is Wolf?
You guys remember Balloon Boy? That was quite a story.
Oh, Balloon Boy.
During sound check.
At the musical band concert.
Exactly.
Then Wolf had you know, his own analysis of it.
Yeah.
Go
look that up.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Is it good? Is it worth playing?
I don't know.
I just like what I like mainly about it is that he just like dancing from the Misfits.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
That's a
if you don't get the Danzig reference, you'll definitely get the Misfits reference.
You're watching Anderson Cooper 360.
If I'm going to hear about the Misfits, I want to hear about it from a member of the Vanderbilt family.
Yeah. So Neil, you had a song you
I have a thing that kind of encapsulates a lot of what we talked about early in the podcast. We talked about video games, talked about spoilers, and we talked about kind of like that first song. It was a little like kind of disco, like nouveau disco. I don't know if it was the first song.
It was a Chariots of Fire sound thing, right? Can we hear that now?
Wow.
Emily's been sitting on that.
Yeah.
Emily, we got to get you on the podcast more often.
Emily and Dustin.
Why, Jonah?
Because you're making fun of my best friend.
Emily and Dustin just fist bumped like their goth secret handshake.
Upon your command, we did.
You know what? No, a goth fist bump is when you pound fists and you both go, ow.
Well, because you're wearing spiky rings, and the spiky rings will slam into each other. That has happened
to me
before.
Shut up, dummy. Shut up, dummy. Shut up, dummy.
Okay, we get it.
Shut up, dummy.
What's the
shut
song?
Up, dummy.
Okay, anyway, so video games, Grand Theft Auto 5 came out recently. And
topical.
Yeah, and if you beat it, you hear this song by my friend Morgan and his band Favorite Nations.
Wait,
Favorite Nations has a song on there? Do you know the song?
No, because we haven't beaten it.
Oh.
Sorry to all the people who didn't beat GTA 5.
So this is end credit shit.
Spoiler. Yeah. Wait,
I would never want to spend time trying to change your mind. We're at each other's throats already. I won't take the rap for perpetrating that crime. And I would never ever want to tell you what.
Talking about the GTA. Talking about the GTA. Turn it off.
Catch up, boys. West End Girls. That's a very prominent song.
What are you waiting for?
By the way, can I ask something? Is this is Adam's Twitter picture a reference to your album?
There was a Mahona Radio episode where Dana Lechtenberg, the guy who does all of our art, really good artist out of Iowa, he did a parody of my.
Oh, okay.
My
so
it's every Mahona Radio image.
Dana Lechtenberg.
Amazing.
Yeah.
He really does my.
For every
really good
episode of Mahona Radio that comes out, he does an album parody with us somehow involved.
It's incredible.
And then for
good stuff.
My episode, he did the three of us.
Mahona
come
Radio.
Do shit for Feral Audio. I'm stealing you.
If you want, I can give you his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
He loves working for free.
Oh, God. Then you'll be great.
He doesn't.
You'll fit great.
He's still trying to. I talked about this last time, but he's trying something. He's like, why don't you put out. He's like becoming like an uncle to me, where he's like, why don't you put out your next comedy record on Sub Pop? I was like,
I'll do it. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Great idea. Give him a call.
1-602-SUB-POP? SUB-POP. Hey, I want to put my next record out.
Do you know Dana Luchtenberg? Or whatever.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And then, like, let's all, like, Dana, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You're a great guy.
Podcast envy.
He's going to read too much into that sound effect.
You're a failure. You fucked up. You did right.
I love that guy. Sub Pop 2000 is his
Instagram.
You're really into Sub Pop, and I commend you for that.
But yeah, you should go do stuff for Feral Audio.
Yeah, we'd love to have you do album parody covers.
Irrelevant to anyone but Dana Luchtenberg.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's how I'm gonna. Actually, that's the future of podcasting. It's just like
for one person,
someone pay you money to just do a podcast for them.
Is there
like $10,000? It's $10,000 to just hang out with them for an hour.
I'm surprised. $10,000. I do it for like $30 because I make no money off of podcasts.
Yeah, but mine was a reference to Breaking Bad.
Oh, I don't think anybody.
If it makes you
it.
Feel better, Camille, no one makes any money off a podcast.
Yeah. I know one guy.
Pete Holmes. Okay, don't leave that in, because to him, any attention is good attention. He won't get that it's sarcastic.
I'm texting Chelsea Peretti right now. So take care of it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I heard on his show he's going to be wearing a blazer.
Blazer accuracy.
Wolf blazer.
Oh, blazer accuracy.
God.
When do we do heroin on your show? That's like the second hour,
that's
right?
That's the come down.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Damn. Let's shoot up. Emily, do you want to shoot up?
Yeah. I'm
here we go.
Let's do it.
Fucking golf.
That's a salty banana. Oh, hey, new release news. Here are some new albums that came out this past Tuesday. A
couple indie artists, right?
Yeah. Here's some of the new releases that came out. Sting put out a new album.
Ooh,
no way, really?
Sammy Hagar put out a new album.
Samuel.
Elton John put out a new album.
Wow.
Cher put out a new album.
In the same week?
Peter Gabriel put out a new album.
This is like 1 week in 1986.
This is like one day. Last Tuesday, all these albums came out, and I was like wondering why. And then I realized, school's back in session. Parents need music to fuck to. Do you believe in life after summer?
I thought it meant my school was back in session. I was like, shit, that was fucking
what are you, like,
graduated.
I know,
I should probably leave, right?
Yeah.
Should I put my hoodie on?
That was my favorite thing, was seeing Mike's face when Dustin was telling the story. He's like, he's old, he's in his 40s, and then Mike going,
I hope I make it to my 40s. That's not what I meant at all. Most of my friends are in their 40s. I just want to say the 40s are the new
20s. You sound so 20s. Confident when you're backpedaling.
But you know, when you're a musician and you're a fucking kid.
Wait, we've heard this story!
Cut to 20 years later. We're not all. Kurt Cobain figured it out.
I'm gonna be in my 40s by the time this is over.
Jesus Christ.
Each one feels worse about themselves after.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of building up after we're done with this.
What I love about there was like someone that like commented on Twitter about this podcast saying like it's like everyone's so mean to each other. Because I'm the mean one on the Nerdist podcast, and then they're just like, it totally makes sense that everyone's an asshole on Jonah Radio.
We are bad to the
but
point.
Like what?
That's true.
When I hang out like so with friends, like I don't want everyone to be going, we're all great, everything's fun, we're all nice to each other, because then they're not friends, they're fucking like business associates at that point.
Yeah,
that's true.
You need a friend is going to fucking tell you to fuck off and then just continue to hang out.
No one here is wearing Dockers.
No one here is wearing.
Speak for yourself, my man.
Sure.
Cash is checking his pants.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about this on air.
Oh my God, Jonah's doing Dockers commercials.
Just cut it.
What do you want? What do you like, Dockers or fucking?
Prefer 2-1 over Lee.
Yeah, Lee. Lee was the thing I was trying to think of.
Lee. What were you gonna say? Just cut it out if you don't like it. Just cut it out later.
Well, no, that's
Cash, work for Cash,
right?
He doesn't. Yeah. Get paid.
So okay, all right, easy. And I feel really bad because I think these guys listen, and it's just not my style. It's real bad. So I'm going through the submissions for this podcast, and I see one band that's from Lowell, Massachusetts.
Oh, a friend of Matt Myra's.
Home of Matt Myra. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, Matt's going to be on the show soon. I should, I'll check him out. It's the worst music. and I said to myself, wow, nothing good comes out of Lowell.
Oh. All right.
Dave Rass from
the worst, the,
what you makes do have the, to cut that out.
What makes it the most mean is that, like, I said it to myself. It wasn't for the amusement of anybody. And then I couldn't stop laughing.
We'll save it for when Matt's on.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So, sometimes, like,
cutting this out. Right. Notes, 1:30. An hour 30.
We got it. Hey, we're going to check out a 47-second song by a band called Bone Shaker. They're really good. Awake, nothing like a good old hardcore song. Oh man, that was a Bone Shaker. That's a 20-track. Like, this is just good punk stuff. They got a song called Cops and Robbers. Good stuff. Poison, Estranged, Dualism, Stupid Question, Feral.
Yay!
Yeah, they have a song called Feral. And these are things. This is my favorite part about Bandcamp is that you have to like put tags in for people to search your music. Punk, fastcore. I want to know, like, to break. There's you. It's all rock and roll.
It's still rock and roll to me.
It's still,
but it's only rock and roll. But I like it.
It's like
you guys making fun of me.
Billy Joel's ever come up on this show?
Yeah, that's true. I was just like, you know, talking to kids. I was talking to this one kid a long time ago. I was like, "What kind of band are you in?" And he's all, you know, I play like this kind. We sound like this. I was like, "Oh, like hardcore?" He's like, "No, we don't play hardcore. We play sludgecore."
A girl, if she's a feminist, it's like the same thing. They're like, "I don't want to identify that way," but obviously, yes,
obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm a post-irony feminist.
Yeah, I'm a post-modern, post-ironic feminist.
Emily hates feminists.
Yeah, I love feminists.
It's going to be all over Twitter now.
What is your opinion on like the current state of feminism?
It can suck. In my opinion, it can suck my dick.
She's just like one of the guys. Man, this chick's all right. And how you can catch a packet? You can't even what, two fries worth. No, we're not even talking about steak fries. I mean, oh geez, oh god.
Is that an Adam Carolla bit?
The ketchup packet,
yeah.
Because I used to when I would drive into work, I would always listen to Kevin and Bean, and they would have this like This Week in Rage, from Adam Carolla. Which, by the way, just one of these shows, we should just play the entire Andy Kindler rant.
You know his friends will they will murder you. He has like an army that will ruin you on Twitter.
Yeah,
I'll just be like fill your feed. Yeah,
the Corolla card.
Fill your feed.
Fill your feed.
That's what she said.
But what was his Andy Kindler rant?
No,
Andy Kindler did a rant on Corolla.
I
would listen to Kevin Bean, and those guys, you can tell they have really good comedy taste because, you know, just the type of comics they have on.
They're fun.
And they're fun and they're good. I like Kevin to be a lot. I think Ralph Garman is really funny.
Yeah.
I like Ralph Garman a lot. He does a Showbiz beat for them. What are you going to do?
Get to the point.
There should be
Why
a show.
Should we get to the point, Neil?
Talking about like third tier radio hosts in LA.
Third tier?
Yeah.
K Rock, third tier?
No, you're talking about not Kevin and Bean, but the other guy.
Ralph Garman?
Yeah, who's he?
He's on there.
And the show comes to a screeching halt again.
Yeah.
He's a huge in the
Yeah, it's a real.
Neil, give someone else the microphone. You've got your fingers.
I love this. It'll work.
Strip it.
Sorry.
It's all happening.
Oh,
it's
no,
all
it's
happening.
Okay, finish your thing.
Okay, anyway, but like every week, they on Fridays they do This Week in Rage with Adam Carolla, which is just like, hey, our friend is coming. And we owe it to him. And it's like he literally has things like, and what's with the ketchup packets? It's like you can barely get them open. And like, how much ketchup is in there? I mean, we got to think of a better way. And women,
blue collar Andy Rooney.
And he's back.
I like Adam Carolla a lot.
Do you really like Adam Carolla?
He's got a podcast network.
The only reason I got
him, of course, he loves Adam Carolla.
When I was on like MySpace.
Adam Carolla was his like hero.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he remembers when Adam Carolla came out with Siamese Wet Dream, and then like he followed it up,
yeah,
a bullet with butterfly flings.
If you go to a minute 20 of the first Love Lines,
Adam Carolla.
Anyway, surprisingly, he was a real douchebag when I met him. I was shocked.
Oh, shit. All right.
I'm a horrible person.
I think that's about wraps it up for us. I think so. I think that Neil needs to get laid.
Neil, get
Neil
laid.
You need a
terrible thing to say about someone
when their mom's listening.
Mom's listening.
Why aren't you guys married?
Why don't you marry your mom?
That could also work.
Alright. I could marry my mom because my father died 3 years ago.
Gunshot.
He was not shot. He died of brain cancer.
Well, we've had a lot of fun hanging out. We want to thank our guests, Mike Henry, Dustin Martian, Emily V. Gordon, and Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah, the Indoor Kids on the Nerdist Network.
Check out the Indoor Kids. You already know it. If you're a fan of the Indoor Kids, also check out Feed.
Fuck you.
That's what I like to call entrapment.
Bitch.
I don't know. Is it entrapment or guilt by association? I think it's more guilt by association.
That was the fucking best.
Fuck you.
So yeah, if you liked any of the bands you heard, go and check them out. The links will be available on Nerdist.com. Check out the entire catalog of Feral Audio podcasts.
They're great.
Which include
Matt Dwyer.
Parking Cars with Allie and Georgia.
Parking Cars with Allie and Georgia.
Swimming with Chelsea Peretti.
Tell us about it. Do DMT with Duncan Trussell. Yeah. we've got
John Ross. Sure knows a lot about comic books.
Yeah. Check out Nerdy Joe Rogan with Duncan Trussell.
We've got Try to Relive the 90s with Danny and Mike. Just joking. The best podcast we've done yet. Shots fired.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Fuck with it. We have a new podcast called The Adventures of Danny and Mike, and it's literally the brothers from Pete and Pete doing a podcast, touring the country once a month, getting into it.
Is that what they're doing for it?
Yeah, like once a month they're going to just, like, it's the actual, like, Little Pete and Big Pete. They're hanging out and they're making a fucking podcast where they're going to just go around the entire country, come to your town, and then record it and make cool podcasts.
He's a huge part on GTA 5.
Yeah, he's in GTA 5.
He's Michael's son for people who aren't on microphones.
All right, continue.
Yeah. Todd Barry podcast, Chelsea Peretti.
What is Todd Barry's podcast?
But I have podcast envy. This podcast is fantastic. I listen to it all the time. Shout out to Jonah Ray.
Yo,
shout out to Cash Hartel.
Ooh.
Cartel.
Close enough.
I got interrupted.
That's way cooler than your real name. Why are you upset?
Cartel.
Sorry, brother.
That's what the Cash Hartzell fans are called. Cash Cartel.
Shout out to the hash.
T-shirts. I just gave you a t-shirt idea.
But the thing is, though, no one's called the Cash Cartel.
He sells one shirt, and then you come in, he's wearing it.
Sales are going pretty good, I heard.
That's not the same one. You're just buying them.
Come on, we got to have you another time.
Thank you, Brown!
A lot of shots this evening.
Oh, man. If we don't get written up on that old dang AV club, I tell you what. Oh, golly gee. Well, I just want to thank everybody for coming and hanging out. I got real drunk drinking half a bottle of vodka before anyone got here.
Yay! You guys are going to be real disappointed when this ends and, like, 1 second.
All right. So thanks so much for that. We apologize for the first episode. Go to bluecollardistro.com to pick up merchandise for Jonah Ray. We have buttons and stickers that you can buy. We have shirts, more shirts than any other podcast, according to Pete Holmes. And also, there's also Indoor Kids shirts there that are gorgeous. There's some really good stuff.
Really cool stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And and they got a new site set up called Merch Table. It's easier to use more than ever.
Pretty good.
I like it. Merch Table.
Yeah, yeah. And listen to all the Feral Audio podcasts. Check out, go and on eBay and try and jack up those prices for any Smarties records you can find.
Yeah.
And get Feral Audio shirts. I got shirts.
Oh, yeah, Feral Audio shirts.
Hey,
too.
Mike Henry, what's your eBay handle?
I'm not on eBay.
Oh, okay.
Not on eBay.
You should maybe correct that.
Yeah, just put a misconnection on.
Go to Amazon and buy it used from some jackass who's selling it for $100.
Also, if you're listening to this the day it comes out and you live in Phoenix, Arizona, come to Stand Up Live tonight and watch me do stand-up comedy, because ticket sales are the best.
Wait, when does this come out?
Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And ticket sales are the best.
Hey,
and if you're in San Francisco, good old San Francisco, I'll be at the SF Punchline Thursday through Saturday.
That was for ticket sales aren't good. It was a little bit late. You were talking about Arizona earlier.
But then, how's that not you being a dick also? That's still you being a dick.
Oh. This podcast just got 3 hours longer.
No one's getting late tonight.
Time.
That's for when you're having sex, Neil.
I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard The Dark Side of the Moon along with...
We're just going to do it right now,
and people are going to watch us.
A and B at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like a paper's editorial board. You just have to let everybody know how you feel about the news.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're wrapping up. This is us trying to wrap up.
Can we plug a show also?
Yeah.
The LA Podcast Fest, Indoor Kids, October 6th at Newland, LA Podcast.
So that'll be this...
Next weekend.
Next weekend. Yeah. So in a few days.
LAPodFest.com. Go buy tickets. It's going to be an awesome show.
Have so many fun surprises for
I'm
faces.
Doing it.
And Jonah's going to be there.
No, we're not doing it.
We're not doing it.
I thought I had to cancel the entire weekend because I thought I was in Phoenix the entire time. Turn out. What was the thing? What did we have? What was the joke we were doing with you?
Oh, I said something weird.
Make a doodad.
Make a doodad.
Hashtag make a doodad. Just have fun out there, guys.
Make
be kind to everybody. Don't offend one single person as you walk the earth. Be sure to never be edgy.
Edgy!
What is that?
That's you being Adam Carolla.
Yeah, I don't want to go out on a limb here to say that. Maybe the mustard packets are for figs.
What are we going to go out on?
I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for this one, but pickles are fucking queer.
The world is
all right, so we're going to end this entire show with a reggae song.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
We're going to end it with a long reggae song.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to end it with Dread Ashanti. a band from our hometown. Yeah. Do we not want to do that? Do we want to just do some other
song? It
does
seem like a terrible idea, but let's do it.
All right, let's not.
Play some Miracle.
No, they got back together. They got back together. You know what?
We'll break back up, you guys. Break back up.
Kill them.
Nice drop.
I'll pull up that video Dustin's in.
Oh, you know what? Let's end the fucking... Let's end it with... holy shit. Fucking the new Islands single.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We just... Neil and I just saw Islands the other night, and this
That's
new
right.
album is
Friends
fucking
off
great.
Mic.
Becoming the Gunship is the new single off of Islands of Ski Mask. I highly recommend it.
Support it.
Support good music. Go and get it. All right. See you guys later. Sorry for the first episode.
To turn it off, I was the gun.